Praise the Lord. So, name of our ministry is called India Calvary Ministries. This is me, my wife, my daughter, and my son. This is my granddaughter. This is my granddaughter's first birthday in 2013. My daughter, my son-in-law, and this was at the time of I was given doctor degree by Worldwide Mission. That's why people call me Dr. P. My assistant pastor, so he is taking care of our church in my absence. That's why we are able to come like this. This is the way we are doing ministry, preaching the gospel in the streets. I play accordion. We go as a team and preach the gospel. People come forward with the tears for prayer. This is the way we are planting churches in India. You can see some of the baptisms. This young man was, when we went and preached the gospel in one village, that was the first time. At the time, the woman brought this her son for prayer because he was not able to speak for many days because of his witchcraft. We prayed for him. We came back home. The following week when we went there, this young man was preaching, speaking very nicely. So the whole family became Christians. They gave their land freely to build the church building. There we built a church building. Now 60 people are coming for worship. This is the way we are giving baptism. For each baptism we have stories. But we don't have time to share everything. So I have to go very fast because I have to finish in time. This was the first church we started in my house actually. But later on, we bought a piece of land and put a thatched hut and coconut leaves on the top. We were worshipping in it. Then this is my present church. In 1992, we built this church building. And now 200 people are coming. People are sitting on the floor. I wish your church must be like this. I wish your church may be filled with the people. There are many vacant seats. When I see these vacant seats, I am moved by this, oh Lord, fill these pews with the people. Do you want to fill these pews? Do you like? Yeah. Then you have to do the Lord's ministry. Every individual born again believer must do the Lord's ministry. Many times we think only pastor will do the Lord's ministry. Or some evangelist will do the Lord's ministry. No, that's true. But according to the word of God, everyone born again believer must do the Lord's ministry. If you start doing that ministry, then this church will be full with the people. This is a Christmas service. It's a youth fellowship are singing song. It's a Bible college. It's a first graduation, second graduation. This is the fifth graduation. This is the eighth graduation. For this eighth graduation, Becky, and Darwin, they all came. And this is a 10th graduation. You can see some of our branch churches. Some of our branch churches like this. Some are like this. Some are thatched huts. Coconut leaves on the top. See? No. Some are worshipping in the houses. Some are worshipping under the trees. We are also helping the poor, widows, and we are also helping poor people in our churches. We are providing tricycles so that they may carry some goods and get money for their daily living. We are also providing sewing machines to some poor people in our churches so that they may stitch clothes and sell them and get money for their daily living. So we are also doing ministry among lepers. You people visited, and lepers, there are many leprosy colonies. We went and preached the gospel to them. Some lepers got saved. So we were able to plant 2 leprosy churches. So these people cannot work because they are having leprosy. If they start working, they will lose their fingers. And also nobody will give them any work. They don't want to give them any work because it's very ugly to see, very dangerous disease. So see the fingers. So all are lepers except me and my wife. This leprosy pastor and his wife, they are having leprosy. They both are lepers. The children are good. They don't have leprosy. Darwin and Becky, my wife. When they came to India, we had this great opportunity to have them. We were blessed by this ministry. They are doing ministry among people. They are praying. Becky is praying for the people. And Judith is praying for the people. Becky is praying for the people. And ministry, VBS ministry. And every year we conduct VBS. And 200 to 400 children, Hindu children, are coming for the VBS. We teach Bible verses. Children memorize the Bible verses, and we teach Bible songs, Christian songs. We teach Bible stories. When the Hindu children go back home, they sing in their home and they say Bible verses. They tell the Bible Christian Bible stories. Through the parents are blessed, so they come to our parents also start coming to our church. Parents are blessed. Gradually, they get saved and be baptized. It's one of the BBS class. And final day program is motorcycles. We are providing motorcycles for the branch pastors. The youth retreat. These are the needs of our ministries. So you can visit our website, www.indiacalvaryministries, then you will know more about our ministries.